pray. Lord Jesus, would you open our hearts and minds to what you have to say to us today by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are again. Just raise a hand if you were here last year at the annual meeting. Quite a lot of us, there were 58 of us here last year. So we get a great turnout for our annual meetings because they happen in the service. In the days when churches... am I not working? Is that better? I was muted. I muted myself. In the days when meetings are after the service, you find that most people go home and a few people stay, so it's really good to have folks staying together for hearing some good things about what's been happening and as we look forward. So I just want to say a few words now, really giving thanks for the last year and saying, hasn't it been a good year, 2024, for our church community? As you would have seen in the reports, we continue to connect with all sorts of people in our community and beyond. The numbers online are quite staggering, the thousands of, I've forgotten the exact number, 9,000 views on YouTube and 1,100 hours of video watched and all the rest of it. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people seeing posts on Instagram and Facebook, reaching far beyond with the good news of Jesus and the stuff that's going on here. And in the church, we've seen attendance picking up. Before COVID, we did have more people. We'd have about 100 people on an average Sunday, and then COVID obviously took a big hit to that. You know yourselves, what happened in COVID is, after COVID, is people were still interested in coming to church, just not as often. So what I've been saying for a while, and I have to get this right, is we have more people coming, less often. So now if we get the less often to become more often, then we'll be back to, we'll probably be ahead of where we were before. And so we've seen an increase. Just raise a hand if you want the percentage. Thank you, Brad. Because you know I've got it. 11.6 is the number. We've had an 11.6 increase in the average Sunday attendance, or in real numbers, that's gone up from about 70 to about 78 on a given week. That's the reason that somebody sometimes is sitting in your pew if you're a bit late to church. It's because there's more people around. So there's a lot to celebrate there. Our finances, we finished the year in a really good place, and that happens for two reasons. One, because we've got a lot of people who help make sure that we're really careful about what we spend money on, and look at every single thing. There's not money wasted in this place. And the second thing is because of the generosity of you all and others who have given to support the ministry of the church here. There's a perception in the Anglican Church, of course, that money comes down from on high. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Actually, it's the other way. And as our church grows and we become one of the bigger Anglican churches in the diocese, it does mean that we are sending more money up than is coming down. And so we're able to support ministry that goes on in Anglican parishes in other areas effectively through the work of the bishop's office in the diocese. Or at least that's what they tell me when I grumble that we're paying more money. Well, if the church is growing, David, that's what's going to happen. So our impact as a community is huge. You will have seen the infographic, and it says we've got 950 connected people. So that's if you look at all the people who are coming to things like Baby Cafe, Oasis, youth groups, children's ministries, women's nights, all the different things that we did in 2024, about 950 people are connected. So we may only have 78 on the average Sunday, but we're reaching about 12 times that in terms of our meaningful connections. That's not to mention all the other people who have connections with the church. So I think we have a lot to celebrate. That's just a few things. As we look forward, we, a year ago, did our work on vision, and we set out this discipleship journey or pathway of connect, explore, grow, and lead. And so you've been hearing those words through the year. This is a connecting event or an explore event, or this is where we can grow. And then we are also running a leadership session called Growing Leaders, which we've got 8 people committed to this year, and they're part of. So we're putting all this stuff into practice. But you know, I think the challenge is that sometimes it can feel like, and I might just be speaking for myself here, but like I'm a kid in a candy shop. And that's kind of how we are as a church. We're like a kid in a candy shop. If you can imagine a kid in a candy shop for a moment, or maybe you like candy still as an older person, and you imagine yourself in a candy shop. You could say a car person in a car parts shop. I mean, pick what analogy you want, but let's just say it's kids and candy for now. Is you go into this thing and there's like candy all over the wall, and oh, I'd like that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that. I want a piece of everything. In our life as a church, the challenge is it can feel like that. There is so many opportunities to share the good news of Jesus. There are so many people in need that we could serve. There are so many ministries we could be a part of, and the hard piece is we can't do them all. We can't do everything. And so sometimes as a church, we have to have that realization and say, let's do what we do as best we can, and then go from there. And so as we look out, there is so much opportunity, so much we could do, and there is no shortage. There's no shortage of need, of practical need, of physical needs, of in the community. But we've said, here's what we're going to be. We're going to be a place that helps people to connect with Jesus, to explore their faith, to grow deeper, and then to step into leading others to Jesus and for Jesus. And so we carry on. There's much more that we can do and will do to look forward to in the future. I'm going to pray. Thank you, God, for a great 2024. And the car outside agrees. Thank you for a great 2024. And we pray that as we look ahead, you would inspire and guide us. Help us to discern your direction, Lord God. Help us as we walk out our lives of faith to live and share the good news of Jesus Christ in our families' lives, in our community, in our church. Amen. Amen. I told you I'd be 8 minutes, and I was. So we're going to have our prayers of intercession now. Thank you, Hannah.